And magically, this is unplugged.
Hit it!
I feel like I saw a show last week and I didn't talk about it.
You saw Burlesque.
Did we talk about that on Hot Goss?
No.
More.
That's what we were supposed to talk about. Fuck.
Well, now's your time.
Was he wearing your boots?
Now is the moment. Is Todrick in the show?
Yeah. And he wrote a bunch of...
Who's she play?
She plays the character that Stanley Tucci plays.
Oh, fun.
There's a lot of rapping, and Todrick wrote most of his own material himself.
Okay.
And his understudy's a big white dude.
My name's Stanley Tucci, and I'm here to say...
It's very that, apparently. I haven't seen it, though, with his understudy, but I did see the understudy for, like, the bartender that she goes home with, and he was good.
Oh.
Everybody was really great. There's some problems with the show. The fact that they are leaning away from the campness of it all, and they cut out the air rights. Can you believe that?
Dang, man.
They cut out air rights. And not to give away too many spoilers, but, like, there's also a plot that's, like, shoehorned in there that was not in the original. And if they cut out air rights, that makes people go, well, wait, how does the club get saved at the end? And how the club gets saved at the end is such a fucking trope and so dumb that Steven Anton was sitting in my row, the guy who wrote the movie, mm-hmm. when I went to see it. And I wanted to be like, girl, will you just lean into this? You created a camp monstrosity. And the fact that nobody says Wagon Wheel Watusi on stage, nobody says it. It's written on the screen. It's like, that's such a disappointment too. It's just, the music is great. The performances are great. The book needs some work. Like, there's these exit lines where, like, this girl's like, just promise me you won't wear that sweatshirt. And there's so many, like, lines where people are going off stage where they're like, yeah, my boss is an asshole. And it's like Tess, who, like, works for herself or whatever. It's like, I don't think it knows what it wants to be fully. Todrick is in one amazing show. Jackie and Jess are in another amazing show. This shoot, they're talking about burlesque being sexy and all the things that burlesque stands for. And then this shoe comes down from the ceiling, which looks like an ugly Lucy LaDuca.
Like, well, you gotta bring Lucy LaDuca into this. She wears nice shoes.
Saphira Cristal ass.
Okay, that's better.
LaDuca. That's so ugly. And it comes down from the ceiling, and Todrick was supposed to get in it. The night that I was there, it hit him in the head. And then he didn't get in it. I understand what? Because that shoe was so ugly, I wouldn't have gotten in it either. It looks like the shoe that Sushi has dropped in for Key West New Year's Eve every year. Like that type of gutter, like, shoe. Bad.
Okay.
And they're all talking about, like, oh, sex, the sex is in the shoe and all this sexy, and don't, and the bottoms of, there's a song called Sugar Daddy Diet, and they're talking about the bottoms of the shoes being red, and then they show this ugly-ass shoe.
Okay.
And there's a wig that Allie wears.
Yeah.
She's got three different hairs. First one, you're like, okay, great. Then the second one, she's in, like, this, like, short, curled, like, Marilyn, like, Bobbiana. Yeah. And then there's a third one that's like Morgan Not So Fairchild. It's just like you see it and you're like, oh, wig. It's just so bulky.
Well, she's wearing wigs.
And banged and like Goldie Hawn and Morgan Fairchild. It's not good. And it doesn't make sense. Why are you wearing this wig that doesn't move? It should be like Pamela Anderson with bangs and like volume in it. It's flat. It's doing her no favors.
She puts on a little bob in the movie.
The bob works.
Does she do that?
Yeah, she does do that for I Think I Am a Good Girl.
In the show, though?
In the show.
Okay.
But then she has on this other long wig inexplicably, which does not work. Like, with the amount of faggots that are on that show, someone needed to be more honest with a few things in the show. All the performances, no notes. Tom Scanlon, amazing. Oh, wait. There is a tap dancing scene where the guys don't have taps on their shoes and the taps are piped in. And I'm like, what's up with that?
Oh.
I'm saying bad things, but I loved the fucking show. It was, the music was great. The sets were great. The lighting was great. The casting was great. The new material from Todrick was great. The new material from Jess was great. It needs some chuckles or some jokes. Like, yeah. The book, for me, like, why, can I give you a spoiler?
Well, yes.
Why is Tess Allie's mom now? And then Allie Allie's adopted mom owns a diner, yet she dies at the beginning. So then when Tess needs her club saved because she doesn't open her mail and see the bank's bill, Allie just sells her mom's diner and then saves it. No more air rights. Girl, boring.
Hmm.
And I'm not just saying this because I wasn't cast in the movie and I'm still bitter 15 years later. I'm not. That's not like me.
What stage are they? Where are they doing it? Is it open?
They did previews for like 2 weeks and then they opened for a week in Manchester. They closed for 2 months and then they do Glasgow and then Manchester again and then probably the West End in 2025, I bet.
So they're going to rework stuff during that time period,
like
I would imagine.
If you have tap dancers that are as good as Tom and they're not wearing taps and you're typing in tap sounds, girl... Corny.
Yeah,
it gave me corny. And I was just a little like, you know, do what Death Becomes Her do. Appeal to the gays. You know the gays are seeing it. We're the ones that you have to get our approval. We're
Burlesque
the
is a movie that is faggotry.
We're the toll stop for going forward in entertainment. If you get the gays, you got this. But to veer away so fiercely from the aspects that we love, that we like hold dear to us when we think of these properties and to be embarrassed by them the way that Stephen felt embarrassed enough to cut the air rights thing. I'm okay. I'm good. Like,
do they do all the songs from the movie?
Mm-hmm. And that's Bound to You. Amazing.
Ooh, because the music is so good. Do they do Mr. Long John?
No, they do Guy That Takes His Time.
Okay.
They do. Sugar Daddy Diet is a great song. There's the girl that... Oh, that's the other thing.
And another thing. She should have taken her dress to the cleaners before she wore it on stage.
Nikki. There was no Nikki, don't drive. There was none of that. There was
Did Nikki get drunk?
Nikki did get drunk. She was, but...
I slept with Vince the day after your honeymoon.
There wasn't that. There wasn't that, which sucked.
Come on!
There wasn't the car window being broken. And I get it. You can't do stuff that's not practical like that. But like...
We bring in a new car each night. Cher gets to smash. We're having Tess played by Chad Michaels. And Cher turned back time.
See, that would be great. There was like a... There was a moment where I just really wanted Julianne Hough to come in and just vomit in a red wig. There's no more pregnant character, but Nikki is throwing up. And
Nikki gets pregnant?
No, Nikki's not pregnant. There's no more Julianne Hough.
Well, is there an Alan Cumming character?
No.
The character you read for?
No.
Not to bring it up.
There's not, but I...
There's not?
No. And Steven and I talked...
What's going on?
Steve and I had talked about it. Like Todrick brought it up that I auditioned for it. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, that was Alan got that. And I was like, I know.
I'm away.
I know, girl. But Robin Anton was there. It was a very exciting show to see. And it was great. I'd give it like a 92 out of 100.
Okay.
I enjoyed it a lot. And of course, I'm talking about the shitty things because I'm a shitty faggot. But I loved it.
This is unplugged. Yeah. So this is all secretive.
This is just family today.
Just between us. Shitty faggots. Do you know the song Shitty Faggot?
No.
Shitty Faggot.
No, I don't know it.
Shitty.
It sounds like something by the Being Famous. It sounds like Miss Kitten.
It is. I think it might be by her, or it came out around that same time.
I love a Miss Kitten. I look Shitty. Like a faggot who graduated from the Lollipop Guild. What is this one curl in the front?
Sophia Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Shitty faggots. You know who Sophia is, right? When the girls be painting, shitty faggot.
It is time that you know that you are a shitty
faggot. You know who she is, right? Sophia.
Trans icon doll.
Trans. She was in Veneno. She was one of the girls in Veneno. Mm-hmm. She's also one of the girls that sued Limelight back in the day when they fired Amanda and her and then hired cis girls to do the same job that they were doing. And it was one of the first lawsuits that was won for gender discrimination in New York.
Atta girl.
I know, atta girl.
Get her, Jade.
And if you're listening to this, Amanda, we love you too.
We do. I'm having a great time.
Who's this DJ? No, I stoned this myself. I stoned this.
One time I met a guy, and his dick was so big, he had to fuck me in the ass. What are you doing?
I didn't know if that was a timer or what.
No, that clock has never been right, no matter what time of day I'm in here.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day, okay?
On that note, what do you call sourdough in a zoo?
Oh, read your jokes.
What do you call sourdough in a zoo?
What are those jokes from?
Bread in captivity.
Bread in captivity.
Next.
What do you call a sick bald eagle?
Illegal.
You did that one. They used to charge you a quarter to fill up your car tires with air. Now they charge $1.50.
That's inflation.
What is that from? Joke a day calendar?
What kind of bee can't make up his mind?
I don't know.
A maybe.
Maybe a girl.
What did Spartacus say when the lion ate his wife?
I don't know.
Nothing. He was gladiator.
Gladiator. These are horrible. What are these from? Joke calendar?
Uh-huh.
Fair joke a day? Roast.
Have I told you my story about screws, nuts, and bolts? What? It's riveting.
Oh my god, these are all groaners.
I went to Legoland last summer. People were lined up for blocks.
I want this calendar now.
I just learned that Stephen King has a son named Joe. I'm not joking. He is.
Joking. There's a public figure in Pittsburgh named Joe King.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's like the man about town, and he like interviews the girls and is like in the gay community.
Well, I'm not joking. He's joking. Do you know what animal can jump higher than a house? Houses can't jump!
Whoa.
You know, if we ever have to decide what cuisine to have, I don't want Indian. Do you know why?
Why?
I'm non-confrontational.
Non.
Oh,
that's stupid. You really have to read that one.
Stupid.
Did you save all of these?
Me and my dad saved the good ones and sent them to each other.
Those are good ones. Those are the good
Shut
ones.
The fuck up.
I would like to hear the clunkers.
Here's a good one. I got hospitalized due to a peekaboo accident. Huh? They put me in ICU.
That's
a good one. The one I'm saving. That's a good one. And this has been.
I would steal that joke from Ilana Glazer or Nikki Glazer. Who?
Nikki
Glazer.
Nikki, yeah. Don't drive.
Nikki, don't drive. Like, why was that not in there? There were a couple good things that were not in there.
How many blackouts? How many times have I watched and held your hair back while you threw up everything but your memories? Nikki, don't drive.
Show me.
Get up on that stage and show me that you belong there. Let me see that. So I guess, did Christina have to even audition? Because it was her mom running the club. So.
Oh, no, she didn't know it was her mom yet. Because she sent her a letter, yet Tess never opened the mail. Yeah, she didn't know.
One of those.
How did she end up at burlesque then?
Because after her mom died, she found a letter that said, if I die, find Teresa Randall. Tess.
Okay.
And then it's not in LA anymore. It's in New York. So it's not even like a club on Sunset.
This is like when the girls are, okay, let me,
we'll go to New York. It'll be big in New York.
We gotta change stuff. We gotta change stuff about the movie. Okay, it's not in LA anymore. It's set in Cincinnati. Okay. Oh my God, this is good. This is getting good. Okay. She's her mother.
Yeah.
And her other mother owned the diner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so good.
Yeah. And then her.
Girl, listen, I'm only joking because I know it's very hard to write a musical. I get it. So listen, I'm sure the musical is great. We're just having a little fun here. Mm-hmm.
The girl that plays Nikki. The musical is great. Sickening.
And everyone out there who wants to talk shit, why don't you go try writing a musical? It's not as easy as it fucking looks, okay?
Here's the thing. They already wrote a musical. It's called The Movie Burlesque. They should have just kept it like that.
I mean, I come from the school of Peaches Christ, where you just take the movie itself, do make it exactly better. The same, except make the gay parts even fucking gayer. More gayer.
Gayer.
But that's my, you know.
They do have that. Men dancing on each other at one point, which is arousing and nice.
Well, that's nice. Does she move into the apartment with the guy with eyeliner on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good.
And he plays piano now, too. My friend Michael is that guy usually, but he was out that night.
Sometimes I just wanna... Oh, wait, that's the Christina song. I thought it was Bound to
You. Well, Bound to You, they do as a duet now. It's so pretty. Aww. Because he's like a songwriter.
Yeah.
Well,
he is that in the movie, too.
Yeah, this girl's voice is so good.
She's gorgeous, too. I saw the pictures. Yeah. I was like, ooh,
they're wearing
stunning
metal mesh dresses. The costumes could use a little...
Did they do the little hands?
No.
Come on! You go to the musical for the gay... joy.
You wanted it. Yeah, it's not there. There's not enough feathers.
The gay euphoria of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do I know? I don't know anything. Let's take a break and we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.